Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here. This will be a shorter intro. If you want the full one, check out the first part of the Behind the Ostima series, which I highly recommend if you want to do this in order. And if you enjoyed the first episode and would like access to the whole series, you can do that on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. At the $5 tier, you can get access to the 40-plus episodes of the Behind the Ostium series, plus ad-free episodes of the Ostium Network shows, and a whole bunch of bonus material. So let's get started with the next episode of Behind the Ostium, where I sit down with Dwayne Farver of the Manifestations podcast and a big fan of the show, and we talk about the ins and outs of our favorite show, the Ostium Podcast.
All right, let's move on to the next episode, the Mary Celeste episode. Obviously, the title is the exact coordinates that the ship was found, the Mary Celeste. This was another one that kind of pairs well with Roanoke in a lot of ways, of being another one I saw on Unsolved Mysteries where they did a piece about the mysterious ship and the total BS thing about the meals being laid out perfectly with the food on them still hot and there was no one around, which is clearly not true. But again, it was very evocative and mysterious, and that's what I was latching on to. And so that was what it led for me for the next door. I also know a bit about boats from my history with my dad and doing some sailing and stuff, so I always like to talk about boats and ropes and bows and sterns and all stuff like that. And this is really where it's another place where there are no people. And again, it can be because it's what the story is from history, or is it also something else to do with Ostium in some way, why there are no people. And this is where we first see the blackness starting to come for the first time and it having a toll on what's going on and how it's affecting everything. And this is also where I introduced the idea of the trinket or the talisman, something to bring back from one of those places that you visit through the doors. And this was, I think, a bit of a idea to wrestle with me, because I felt like it might turn into too much of like a video game where, or Pokemon or something. You know, you got to collect them all and that sort of thing, which could take away a little from the story. But again, I felt like the characters ended up picking these talismans because they had certain meaning that tied into that world and then had a link to the map table, which further on down the road, again, had a knock-on effect on Ostium and all this stuff that I didn't realize. So I'm glad that kind of got resolved and worked out that way.
I hadn't thought of that way. Again, playing Dungeons and Dragons, there were always riddles to solve. So that was just another riddle within the riddle of Ostium itself. But it didn't faze me.
I mean, it could be also as a former D&D person myself, too. I was just pulling off of that, too, and just having fun with it. I mean, I think I wanted a little something, you know, kind of give them a little more of a reason why they would necessarily be going to all these places, too, you know.
So I did make a note here in this episode, Jake is feeling a distance to his old life, and he's saying he's kind of scared by it, which makes complete sense. I would have felt the same. This is a really unique and interesting place. I really want to be here, but, you know,
right.
At least he...
It's a juxtaposition with the character where he is, extremely excited and intrigued by this new place. And also he has the old stable, comfortable, familiar, old world life that he's growing farther distant from. And he kind of knows, I think, in his head at that point that at some point that's, you know, whatever is connecting it to that is going to snap and break and he won't be able to go back to it. And it doesn't even need to be just in this setting. I think that's just an important juxtaposition to be made in anything in life, whether you're looking for a new and interesting new job or something, but you don't know if it's going to work out, or a new idea or new prospect, you know, taking a risk and you're always not sure if it's going to work out. And you don't know if you want to just go back to the familiar that's still the same.
And we get more clues that there is another person in Ostium.
Right.
Where he realizes someone didn't fully close the door inside the clock tower and finds the sleeping bag that looks recently used.
Yep.
It's the first comments regarding the bathroom, the very magical bathroom. Like Jake expected someone to be in there hiding and jump out at him. And
that's why he didn't go through the doors before. See, he was scared.
And the kitchen with its contents that seemed to be overabundant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, as I was writing this, I knew at that point, I wanted to add a new character. I wanted to, you know, give the.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcast or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
The world and the story, more depth to it and more complexity. So I definitely had to add another person. And probably at this point, I was thinking in my mind, one, it needed to be a woman. And hey, I have a good friend who has a great voice. I'll see if she's up for it, and made that work out.
As Jake gets to the Mary Celeste, we see that on that side of the doorway, there's a sign that says Ostium. Mm-hmm. And it looks period. It fits in. Even when we see them in other stories, they are always they fit with where the location is. And I found that to be a very nice nod to the slightly magical aspect of the doors.
Definitely, yeah. Because we still haven't really solved and it's not even resolved in my mind still whether when they travel through these doors to these places, it is actually that place that they are going to in time, in that history, or is it some other manifestation, to use a word, of that place? Could it be something the Ostium network is generating in some way to make that a, you know, an alternate reality sort of thing? And I play a little around with this with in season 3 with, you know, how the Ostium network was created with Gibraltar, where it was put on a different plane of existence sort of thing. So I really don't know, and I almost might think it might be actually more that it is a generated place in some way. I don't want to say it's a computer simulation, but more of a parallel world, another option, basically. And, you know, it's all these different tangents you can go on that create different manifestations.
It's odd you mentioned Gibraltar, because that we do find out that the Mary Celeste was bound for Genoa via Gibraltar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was a very nice nod, knowing, having the re-listen and hearing that.
That was purely coincidental.
Okay.
because I write about Gibraltar because I wrote a, did I finish it? It was a novel, novella, post-apocalyptic story that was set there, but it's also because I grew up on the south coast of Spain. It's somewhere I went to a lot. I have fond memories of when my parents worked at a bar and we would drive the two-hour journey there because the roads were crappy in those days and go get cheap booze across the border and bring it all back to the bar. So, yeah, it's writing what you know. So it's somewhere I really feel I can connect with. So I like to write about that. Plus, it's interesting and mysterious.
You had mentioned the picking up the like in this episode, it's the signet ring with the O and the number 3
right
inside. That scene brought back images of many different pirate movies that I had seen in the past.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, just because it's an older ship, I'm sure.
The Goonies is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, so I didn't want to drop that name, but yes, exactly. He sees the darkness, the blackness on the horizon, hears the sound, and he's running from the ghost, we'll call it at this point. And he jumps through the door. It seemed very odd and very, more reckless than I would have expected from Jake, but knowing what happens, he jumps through the door a lot. He gets hurt a lot going through the door.
Yeah. And never seems to learn from it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't jump, walk. That's what the sign says.
And then obviously he gets back to the map table, and we find out what the ring actually will do once he's got it back.
Can do, yeah. And again, that was one of those things where I created such a neat little construct with this incredibly made, you know, carving of wood and everything, that I wanted to use a little more instead of just being a boring map. And then all of a sudden, oh, wait, that's what the trinkets are for. And what happens when you put that on the map? Oh, that happens. Interesting. And yeah. And then also the setup right at the end of that, that when he does that, it's then that he sees that the number 2 is already golden, which is the pulling back to, well, someone else has definitely been here and done possibly what I've been doing, and taken something from Roanoke to turn the number gold.
Yep, that was my last note. Yep, the realization that I guess it is definite concrete proof there is someone else there.
Yeah.
Because at first I was thinking, is Ostium not really stuck in time? Like when he leaves and comes back, does he come back in that same amount of time that he was gone, or can he come back to Ostium before he left?
Right.
And then I'm like, yeah, that hurts to even think about. So.
And I think I mainly did that was because I knew that other character was coming. And I think I intentionally had said, oh, by the 5th episode, that second character will show up. But then as I was doing it, it's like, well, it's going to be 10 episodes for the season, and the person's going to show up halfway through the season. That's too late. I want her sooner. So I think I made myself do that just to say, okay, here's the first gong of the bell, and next scene you're going to see something new.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.